ba bu ba bu ba 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 bu ba bu ba bam ba bu ba bu ba bam ba bu ba bu ba 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 bu ba bu ba ba.
Wendy, nice to see you. As Eric Rung was explaining, the weather is a little iffy.
It's getting
pretty dark. We're looking outside. It's very gray, isn't it? Really gray.
It's more black. There are some parts that are pretty dark.
I'm gonna crawl under the console. Is that right?
No, I don't scare easily. That's my job. Oh. Actually, I'll run out of here.
Will you just run out?
Yeah.
You said in the past, if there's anything dangerous, you're just gonna leave your post. Which on National Radio Day, that's not the way you handle things, Wendy. You got to be professional. You got to be the voice of reason.
All right. If I could tell you, didn't somebody just get fined for the emergency alert thing? Didn't Jimmy Kimmel just get in trouble over something?
Yes. And there were several fines, including Jimmy Kimmel.
Well, because what would happen is if there was an extreme emergency, we'd get a weather alert.
Yes.
And then we could announce what's going on.
Right.
And then I would hope we could just click it on an endless loop as to where the tornado is headed, and then we could just leave. Because I'm not...
I think they expect us to do play-by-play.
No.
You wouldn't do it?
Are you kidding?
Isn't it part of the reason you got into the game?
No.
No?
Oh, like it is for you?
Yes. I would have... I'm going to call it right to the bitter end.
Not me.
Oh, I'll be crying and screaming. Don't think I'll be doing it in a brave way. I won't.
I joke about it, but, you know, I don't know. It's not like I could get home and help my kids because they're not home. They're at school right now.
Right.
And, if there was a terrible storm down here in downtown, I really couldn't drive through it to get home.
Right.
So I may as well stay.
Although, if this were a movie, you would. I know this is real life, but in a movie version of this... Of course you would drive home, and the tornado would be right behind your, right behind you, and you'd be hitting the pedal as hard as you could. You would just escape it at the last second. It'd be so exciting.
Yeah, I don't like to joke about tornadoes. That is probably my most irrational fear ever.
I don't think that's an irrational fear.
But most people are afraid of tornadoes, but I am deathly afraid of them. I am on shutdown mode when tornado warnings happen.
Always have been?
Yeah.
But you've never come close, right?
Yes.
You have?
My dad was a civil defense director of Brookfield. He was a volunteer fireman and civil defense director. And there was a...
Is that an elected position?
No.
You volunteer for that?
Well, the volunteer fireman would be a volunteer.
Did they just assign it to you?
I don't really
know. You don't know?
I mean, a volunteer fireman, he volunteered.
But he had a fairly decent rank in there, didn't he? Didn't you just say?
Well, no. In addition to that, he was civil defense director.
That's what I'm saying. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I don't really remember much. No, I don't know. I was pretty little when he had this position. I was probably six. I don't know how he got it.
I would have demanded answers.
I don't remember much about my dad, really.
I know.
And it's, you know.
But that's an impressive job to have.
I know,
you were six, so how in-depth could the questions have been, but...
I guess I could ask. I didn't know how it... I don't know.
All right.
It just never really came up before. Yeah. He worked for civil defense. I don't know what he did. But I know he had one of those Mars lights on the car, and he would sometimes have to go when there were emergency situations.
Were you guys scared for him?
I was scared for myself. Again, I was just little.
Yeah.
I don't know the backstory of my dad's situation on this. I just know that I saw a funnel cloud.
Yes.
A funnel cloud... drops down from a storm cloud, and if it touches the ground, it becomes a tornado.
Yes.
If it doesn't, it's just a funnel cloud.
Yes.
And I remember seeing one over our neighbor's house, so that kind of freaked me out.
Yeah.
The sky turned green. We were out playing in the park.
Did it hit their house?
No, because it never touched.
It just stayed above.
Yeah. It was just a cloud. It never turned into a tornado, but it was enough to scare you.
Are you afraid when you see funnel cakes?
No, actually, I really enjoy a good funnel cake. Yeah, but they're not shaped like a funnel, quite honestly.
No. It's a poor way to describe them.
I'm surprised I'm not afraid of ice cream cones because they look more like a tornado than a funnel cake.
Yeah, that's true.
And then, again, the summer my dad died, we went to Disney, the dreaded trip.
Yeah.
And we drove through the Smoky Mountains and the rain was just unbearable.
Yes.
And my cousin Susie was driving in her cool orange Javelin, and she pulled over because you couldn't see. It was just buckets and buckets of rain.
Yes.
And we had heard on the radio that there was a tornado in that area. Oh. So, I mean, I never really witnessed the damage firsthand.
But you've been in the neighborhood.
I've been in the neighborhood, and I've seen the devastation that it causes, and it's just, there's no rhyme or reason, you know? You can have a tornado that's coming right at you, and it just veers off and destroys your neighbor's house, and then goes back to your other neighbor's house and has missed you. It's very weird how it works.
My dad and my brother have pictures of, in Florida, almost at the exact same time of day every day, you can see bad weather coming down the beach, and you get, like, it could be the sunniest day in South Florida, and you can look down the beach and go, well, in 40 minutes, it's going to be the opposite, and you can watch it as it gets closer and closer and closer, and then it's bad for like an hour. And then it passes through, and it would do that every day. Well, one of the days, they were off on a fishing boat when the bad weather came, and they weren't that far out, but they've got pictures of, what is a tornado at sea called? What is that called?
A waterspout?
Yeah, I think it's a waterspout. So there was one that was very close to the boat, and when you see the picture of it, you go, you were that close to it? You could have been killed in a minute. And then, we know. And even the guy who was chartering the boat said, this is dangerously close. We shouldn't be this close. And it just kind of spun around them and approached them and then spun away.
But it could have been.
It could have knocked them out of the water or into the water, I guess.
Last time I went to Kane County Flea Market, we like to go every month. It's fun. I buy a lot of garden stuff there, I'll tell you right now. And there was a tornado. I don't want to scare people. There was a dust tornado in the parking lot. I never saw one before. That was the first time.
It's freaky, right? It's strange.
It's pretty weird. It was pretty big. It was pretty tall. It wasn't powerful. It wasn't sucking us into it. But just to see how it happens was really cool, yet very frightening for me.
The way our school was, in one of the entrances, just the shape of the building caused them, not every morning, but almost every morning, there'd be one by one of the entrances
really?
Of the school. And the school finally said, we can't use that entrance anymore because it's too dangerous. But it was just, you'd walk past it, and it was like a little miniature tornado just swimming around in front of the school every morning.
It's like a toddler tornado. Like it's
baby,
just,
little baby
I'm
tornado.
Trying to spin.
They're adorable.
It's pretty cool, but there, I guess, are big dust tornadoes. I'm seeing videos of them. A dust devil, is that what it's called?
That's a vacuum cleaner.
I know.
I've seen those.
A dust devil is a strong, well-formed, and relatively long-lived whirlwind ranging from small to large. They're comparable to tornadoes.
Boy, who comes up with these size names?
Some
are small, but some are large. Who can keep track?
I gotta click on the link, and it's Wikipedia. Here's what it says: ranging from small, a half a meter wide and a few meters tall, to large, more than 10 meters wide and more than 1,000 meters tall.
Wow.
Good golly.
That would do some damage.
The primary vertical motion is upward. Dust devils are usually harmless, but can on rare occasions grow large enough to pose a threat to both people and property. They're comparable to tornadoes in that they're both a weather phenomenon, including a vertically oriented rotating column of wind, but obviously tornadoes are more deadly.
One of our neighbors had a sub-basement, and we were lucky because we were friendly with them, and we had an open invite that if the weather ever got really, really dangerous, we could come down and be in their sub-basement.
Is that a basement below the basement?
They had a regular basement, but then, yes, they had a below basement, a sub-basement. Oh. That's living. That's living large. And I mean, it was normally during the year, it was just used for storage by them. But anytime things would get dicey weather wise, my mom would go, I bet we should probably call them and see if it's okay. I don't think we ever acted on it. It was just a nice safety net, just in case.
Well, you'd be okay in your basement. You had a basement, right?
We had a basement, but the sub basement seemed safer.
Even though
it's just another, what would that be, 20 feet lower? It just seemed a lot safer.
See, I would be worried that I would be buried alive in the sub-basement.
Oh.
Because if a tornado comes by and destroys the top of your house, if you're in the basement, you're not going to fly away.
Right.
You're going to be, you know, underground.
Oh. I'm glad I didn't think of that when I was a kid because I felt so safe knowing there's a sub-basement nearby.
And you had so much carpeting on your walls that you really could have just stayed in the family yeah. room and you would have been safe, too.
The shag carpeting would have repelled any potential threat. Because even a tornado would look at the shag carpeting and go,
what
really?
Were they thinking?
I'll go elsewhere.
I'll go elsewhere.
Yeah, I don't need this.
Well, I know tornadoes can be deadly and are deadly, and I know that people are afraid of them, but I am, like, freaky afraid of them.
But I don't think it's an irrational... You always say it's an irrational fear. I think it's a perfectly rational fear. A tornado could do some serious damage to you.
Right, but do you freak out every time...
If you were afraid of lemon heads, I'd go, that's irrational.
Do you freak out every time there's a tornado warning?
I do not.
I go in the basement, I get my radio, I get a flashlight, I make sure I have a phone charger so I can charge at the last minute.
Mm-hmm.
I am a freak. So that, to me, is irrational.
Does the family sync with you on this, or are they like, Mom, it's just a, please, it's a siren. Come on.
Jim laughs at me. A siren means it's headed your way.
Yeah.
A tornado watch means that conditions are favorable, which I believe is what we have today. Conditions are favorable because they're now even saying in the forecast there may be a tornado. It means that.
And that's all you need to hear. As soon as you hear that.
Yeah, I'm kind of on high alert.
Yeah, in panic mode.
But warning means if you hear a siren, it means it's headed your way.
Right.
So, I don't know. Jim laughs at me and then he'd be like, I'm going to go walk to 7-Eleven and get some beer.
Oh.
Like, what?
Oh.
They're not afraid.
He's a daredevil.
No, he just feels like, I don't know. So many people think, oh, a tornado cannot happen in downtown Chicago. Tom Skilling has said that's,
otherwise.
That's wrong.
But it's much rarer. Tornadoes in big cities are far rarer than tornadoes in real rural areas. You know that.
Why is that?
I don't. It has something to do with land mass and how much open space there is.
Oh, because it can't pick up.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Tom Skilling has explained to us and to others that it's still possible for a tornado to happen in a big city, but just the way the land is, the way the buildings are, it's hard for it to pick up momentum.
Yeah, I guess he did. I don't know. Now I'm confused because I thought that's why people said it won't come downtown because of the tall buildings and because of the
so
lake.
Expensive.
That is the
that's
good answer.
That's going to crush you if you're a tornado. How much to park? I'm all right.
So you said you'd go down with the ship. A texter has said, so Bill would be the band from Titanic going down with the ship playing until the end.
Yep.
And Wendy would be like that evil character. I forgot his name.
Billy Zane.
Paying people to get into one of their lifeboats. Billy Zane was really good in that.
Billy Zane's always very good. You don't think so?
No, yeah, I nodded.
He's Billy Zane.
Yeah, I don't like getting needles. Yesterday, I got the tail end of my root canal. And
yeah.
To me, a needle in your gum is the worst thing ever.
That's the only place I can get a shot.
Isn't
is in my
that,
mouth. That's the only place I don't flinch. And I go, yeah, all right, go have at it. But anywhere else on me, I can't do it. But that's the opposite of everybody else, including you, right? You don't want one in your gums. But whenever I go in, if I need any oral work done and they give me a shot, I'm fine with it. That's
Dude,
the only place.
I am so not fine with it. I've had to have this done like the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And I can watch people draw blood. Mm. I can watch my flu shot.
Mm.
I had my knee drained several times where I watch it. I really don't have an issue with that.
Mm.
Something about in my gum. And Dr. Paul puts the sleepy toothpaste on first where they, you know, do like a topical. So you don't really feel it that much.
I don't think I've ever had that.
Oh, yeah. He just puts a little numbing agent.
Really?
Before the needle goes in. So it's not like it hurts.
Yeah.
But I just the sensation of feeling that needle going in. And I don't know. Maybe it's because I can't see it. All the other stuff.
You can see, though.
I can see his hand
going. It's a point of view shot of his hand approaching you with
it. But I'm not
see
seeing the needle going in my gum. Like everything else, I watch the needle go in.
I can't do that. It's the weirdest thing.
It is weird.
It's the exact opposite. Because anytime I know I'm going in for any oral work, my wife and my kids will go, are you going to be okay with the needle? And I go, yeah, it's in my mouth. I'm okay. You could do that to me every day. I'd be fine.
Bill, I have an anxiety attack every time. And then like when the Novocaine kicks in, I get really like anxious because I'm like, and just yesterday, I said to Dr. Paul, I go, does it make your heart rate speed up? And he goes, yeah.
It does a bit.
I said, because I feel like I'm going to have a anxiety. And then, like, honestly, in, like, five, once the numbing kicks in,
sure, then
I'm
you're fine.
It's just
right.
That initial, I cannot stand it.
Yeah.
And I don't have an aversion to needles other than
that. Other than in your mouth. Right.
I can't believe you don't have a problem with
that. Well, no one, I mean,
it's not fun. You don't ask for it. Like, hey, it's Thursday. I'm going to go get a needle in my gum.
It's just a teeth cleaning. That's fine. I just want a shot, and then you can clean my teeth. But first, give me the Novocaine. But in the arm, as you know, I can't deal with it at all.
I don't mind that at all.
Isn't that crazy? I can't figure out why would it be? Why is it so different?
Because I think I need to see things as they're happening so I can understand it.
Yeah.
And the not seeing the needle penetrate my gum is like...
He could set it up. He could set up a mirror if he wanted to so you could see it, couldn't he? I mean, it's a lot of extra effort.
I don't want to mess him up because, yeah, you know, this is my soft tissue. Yeah. I don't want him to make a mistake or
right,
something.
Right, right.
But in a weird way, that's why I don't like to fly, because it's like I'm not in control of that. I can't
right.
know that I've done everything I can to make it okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like to see things.
Explain to the pilots on a flight, if you need, I'm in 8B. If you need me, you give me 5 minutes notice. I'm here for you. You don't do that?
No.
Interesting.
But, I mean, that's what I mean. An irrational fear of tornadoes. No one likes them, but I get like on freak out mode.
Do you?
It just makes me very nervous.
Oh, interesting.
So we're going to take a break. Jen DeSalvo is here covering news and weather, and we'll keep you updated on everything as it happens.
Mm-hmm.
And no needles in my gums,
mm-mm.
please.
Mm-mm. It's WGN.
All right, I'm confused. So
Wendy?
We'll take a break here real
sure.
quick.
Sure.
I'm sorry. Did I just run through that?
No.
Oh, that's okay. I know you just want to get in and get out.
It's National Radio Day. There's no rules today.
It kills me that Jen DeSalvo was going to dress up for National Radio
sure.
Day.
Love
That's
it.
The day when you dress down.
But Jen takes it seriously. She's a professional.
But people in radio never really dressed up.
Not usually.
That's why we got into radio.
Except for the great Robert Murphy.
Oh my gosh, I was just thinking of Murph.
He dressed up every day.
Yeah, I was his co-host for a couple of years.
Oh,
and
were you really?
Still
yeah?
did. Yeah, even 2013 through 2015.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He was at WLS 94.
He's a nice man.
Oh, yeah.
He is a nice man.
He's probably the best person I've ever met
wow.
in this industry.
Wow.
I don't know about that.
That says a lot.
Oh, I'm sorry, Wendy. I mean, he is second after Wendy.
No.
That's Wendy's
nice.
Way of fishing for a compliment.
No, I wasn't talking me. I'm not nice. I'm certainly
Who would you say is the nicest person you've ever met in radio?
Dave Annett.
Boy, that's tough to disagree with. I think I'm with you on that. All respect to Robert Murphy, but Dave Annett is
That's
a
cool.
saint. There's going to be a saint someday.
I never talk to Dave. I don't know anything
Why?
About him.
Why? You like him.
Well, you're not here usually at the same time, are you?
Stop by his house.
We are sometimes. We're on opposite ends of the newsroom in our respective booths, you know, doing our things. But yeah,
He's
I've like
nice
never
man.
Had a conversation with him, which is so funny because we've been on the same show so many times.
Yeah. That's odd.
He's a little shy because when I started here, Bill, you knew him for a long time and were very, and I kind of eased my way into Dave Annett. Uh-huh. I think I scared him.
Did
he tell you that?
You didn't have to tell me. I know him well enough.
Hey,
to know.
I he picked did, up on something, believe it or not.
Yep.
But he is just mild-mannered and doesn't like to cause waves. He's really a nice guy.
Minds his own business, which is something that's rare around this industry.
Yes.
Let's take a quick break, and I want to think of some other nice people in radio that we can honor.
It's a short list.
Yeah, but, you know, we got a minute or two to kill.
All right, we can do that.
All right, it's National Radio Day, and I got to tell you, I'm so sick of everybody making up days.
This isn't made up, Wendy. This
it's
is in the Bible.
Up.
It's in the Old Testament.
I have, what year is it, 2019?
Yes, spoiler alert.
Is today also Spaghetti Day? I have a taste for pasta.
No, tomorrow, Wednesday.
Oh, yeah, Wednesday's Spaghetti Day.
I've been on the air for 33 years, and I have never heard of National Radio Day.
Really?
Ever. No.
Shocking. Right, so we're trying to figure out who is the nicest person in radio, local radio anyway. Robert Murphy got a vote from you, Jen.
Murph did,
You said Dave Annett.
I did, but I have another one. And just because I'm the nicest doesn't mean, there are some other favorite radio people I have who aren't mean, but they just
but
don't.
They're not as nice.
Yeah. Matt Bisbee.
Matt Bisbee's a nice man.
Matt Bisbee
is
creative services director at another radio station. We worked with him at The Loop. He was the production director. He was also our boss for a short time.
Yes, he was.
He was a program director at The Loop.
Yep.
When we worked nights. And Matt Bisbee might be the nicest man. Maybe even nicer than Dave Annett.
Toss up. It's very, very close. Let me throw out a name that I know you'll agree with. I don't know if you know her.
Okay.
But Terry Hemmert.
Yeah. Terry Hamrick's awesome.
Incredibly nice. And insanely
you know,
nice.
I'm ashamed of myself.
I am too, Wendy.
What's your reason? And I'll tell you mine.
Why are you ashamed
because
of you?
Because when I said the nicest person in radio, my mind automatically went to Guy. I think I was thinking, I don't know.
There can be nice women.
I was thinking of bosses, and I really haven't had a female boss.
Oh
gosh. One of the nicest people in radio was my female boss, Stephanie, who used to be here at WGN.
Stephanie, yeah.
Yeah. Menendez. Yeah.
Menendez
Tichenor.
For a while. Tichenor for a while.
Yeah.
Tichenor now.
Yeah. Tichenor.
Yeah, but I guess. I don't know. She's very nice. She's
no, you're holding back.
No, I just am ashamed that I didn't think of Terry Hemmer because she is really
sweet.
She's
so nice. She was one of my
talented.
She was a teacher of mine at Columbia, and on the last night of class, she took us all out to dinner, picked up the tab.
What?
Wow.
How many people were in your class?
15 or 16.
Where'd you go?
Just some local, I don't know the name of it, just some local place on Michigan Avenue. On the house. She picked it up.
That's when there was money in radio, huh?
I guess.
Yeah.
But I think she would have done it regardless.
Yeah, I don't think she's ever been like that multi-millionaire.
She was so nice.
Okay, she wins.
Dave
Ennett has never taken a class out to dinner.
Just the opposite. He'll try to blend in with a class that's having dinner just so he gets a free meal.
John Dempsey.
John Dempsey's a great guy.
He's a nice
news
man.
Guy.
Yeah.
And another radio station. He is really nice. John's a nice guy.
Some might nominate our own Todd Manley.
Todd Manley's a sweet
Yes,
man.
He is.
He is. He never stops smiling.
Yeah. Heart of gold.
Yep. So there are, you have to seek them out, but there are some nice people in radio.
All right, we now just named the jerks in radio. Let's go.
Oh, but I got one more. Joe Collins. Traffic reporter.
The late, great Joe Collins was the nicest guy.
Yeah.
Nicest guy.
I never met him, but
so
I heard good things.
So sweet.
Yeah.
He did traffic and afternoon drive on BBM forever and developed
a degenerative disease. I don't know which one it was.
And passed away.
It was quick.
Somebody else who's no longer with us that was incredibly nice, Cindy Gatziolis.
Loved her.
Yep. Yeah. She was great.
Marketing at the
Loop. Such a nice lady.
She was great.
So incredibly nice. So, yeah, all right. We've proved it out of the thousands and thousands of radio people that the three of us have worked with. Seven of them are very nice.
All right, Jasmine.
I got to Jerry that used to work with us, Jerry Wells.
Jerry Wells.
Oh, Jerry Wells, amazingly wonderful woman.
And then Marlene.
Marlene.
It's something about the Wells girls.
Yeah.
Yes. Dawn Wells from Gilligan's Island was a nice person.
She's not that nice.
No?
Living in the shadows of Ginger all the time. She
it's
really
not that
wasn't,
easy. Yeah. She overcame that.
There are more nice people in radio. I probably shouldn't have come up with this.
I think we've named everybody who's nice.
You know, there's a lot of nice people in radio, and I think that's because there's a lot of geekiness in radio. So
you have to be nice to slide by.
We're just not chasing the fancy things. And
that's interesting.
You know,
well, you and I and Bill aren't, but there are a lot of people who are.
Yes.
There are.
Yeah.
That's...
I don't know. Radio's a crazy business. So happy National Radio Day.
Woo-hoo.
We've named everybody who's nice, by the way. I'm racking
my... No, there has to be more. Yeah. There has to be.
Our next bosses. The people at Nexstar. Great people.
They're my favorite.
So nice.
Good one.
Marty Jones.
Yeah, you're right. From the world of traffic.
Sweet person. Always brings in glee.
She's nice.
You know her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking Marty Robinson for some
Marty
reason.
Marty Robinson.
But he wasn't.
From Channel 11.
Marty Jones is a nice girl.
Mm-hmm.
Spinning Marty.
My God, I got to call her back.
We're on the air.
I'll do that at
Do it on the air. That'll be fun. It's National
you
Radio Day.
It.
There's no rules. There's no rules. Wendy, I know it's not Sex Thursday, but I have some interesting stats from the world of sex.
I just like the second.
Listen to this. I know. Thank you very much. Researchers, as I'm saying this, try to figure out how this can be, because I can't figure it out. Researchers at the Kinsey Institute, which is, if you're talking your sex institutes, Kinsey's, that's right up there. That's numero uno. Researchers
how do you know that? Just from old radio bits?
Yeah. Yep.
That's you're not exactly, nice.
No. Researchers at the Kinsey Institute surveyed over 5,000 participants, and the results were clear. People who use emojis in online communication not only went on more first dates, but also had more sex.
I believe it 100%.
So there's a link between the usage of emojis and how often you have sex. Why do you believe that?
Because it shows someone who is not afraid to look goofy. You refuse to use emojis. I'm not saying this is a true study.
I only use it to be ironic.
Right.
Like, I'll send somebody an emoji.
Because you hate them and think they're stupid.
I think they're idiotic. Because for centuries, we've been able to somehow communicate without them. But now there's people who can't seem to pull off a note without one.
They are stupid and idiotic, but if you allow yourself to use them, it shows that you don't take yourself too seriously and that you're also playful.
It allows me to skate around direct conversation, so I don't know.
That's so true. Is in place of being direct and honest, you go, look, here's a picture of a radish.
I sent the taco. I do that a lot. That's my go-to one. I do.
For what reason?
Yes, I put something on Facebook. It was Buzz Kilman's birthday, and I was a day early, and I just put happy birthday, Buzz, and I put a heart and a taco.
Oh,
it just
goodness.
Made me laugh.
Sometimes I'll send a note to one of my daughters, and I'll say something, something, something. I love you, and to prove it, here's the flag from Buenos Aires. And then there'll be the emoji of the flag from Buenos Aires. And then they text me back going, I don't know what that means.
Aww.
That's the beauty of it. With social media apps like Tinder, written communication has taken on far greater importance when it comes to finding a potential partner. In that context, emojis can be helpful, it says here, according to the Kinsey Institute. The study found that increased emojis used correlated positively along the steps of a relationship journey. It was uncorrelated to the frequency of first dates, but correlated with increased amounts of second dates. I don't know what any of that means.
I don't either.
I got to be honest with you. I have no idea what they're going for there.
Hmm.
Frequent emoji users, it says, were more likely to have kissed on dates as well as had sex or entered into relationships with that date.
Don't say entered.
I don't. I can't for the life of me figure out why one would equal the other. I know what you said makes sense about being more playful, but really?
Well, I mean, listen, somebody who doesn't use emojis because they are really stupid.
Yes.
Is someone who, in my opinion, can't let go and they're afraid that they may look stupid. Like, we all know they're stupid, so if you do it, I would laugh. I don't know. Maybe that means you're more uptight if you don't use an emoji.
But don't you think, you know how there's people who just, like, during their conversation, all they do is talk. It's a lot of buzz phrases. You're not getting any substance out of the conversation. They're just saying things that have been regurgitated. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Don't you find that people who are emoji heavy, emoji big boned, I don't want to offend anybody. Don't you think that the people who use those, it's like a safety net. Like, I can't come up with enough interesting things to say. So here's a green pepper. Here's the map of South Carolina. I don't understand it.
People use them frivolously, and
everybody should get 3 per year.
Oh, no, that's not enough.
I kind of agree with what Bill's saying.
Yeah.
If you look at various women on television.
Yes.
Local news people.
Yes.
And the interesting things that male fans will say to them.
Yes.
And then they just respond with an emoji.
Yes.
Thumbs up, high five.
But I know it's a shortcut, but it's also a way of saying, like, I don't have the thought process to have a conversation.
I don't even know how to answer that.
Right, right.
So you high guys five.
Or snooty. Can I just say that?
Are you using the snooty emoji
to
characterize Jen and myself?
If there was one, I'm looking through my, not a lot of people send me texts with emojis, nor do I send them back. But every once in a while.
It would be a deal breaker for me. Like, if I had a close friend and that was their means of communication, I would cut down on the communication.
Dave Plyer uses a lot of emojis.
He's dead to me.
Sometimes I write things and...
But do you ever feel like there's no possible way to get my point across unless I also include a picture of a sandwich?
No, that I just do to amuse myself, quite honestly. Like the taco, I just did it because I saw it on my phone, and I'm like, all right, this calls for it. But sometimes you use a smiley face emoji. Like, it's hard to detect sarcasm sometimes with a text, so then you'd put a smiley face. I find myself using that.
Just to say...
I'm just kidding
I'm
here.
I'm just having fun with
you. Yeah. Because, I mean, sometimes if you say something snippy, which I've been known to do, I mean it to be funny, not to be mean, so right. then I think I would add a smiley face at the end of that.
Right.
That's the only time I really...
But what is it about these emojis that are making people horny? That's the question that needs to be answered, because I don't understand it.
Lots of eggplants.
That's it. I think that's it, Jen. You found the secret, yeah.
I have to see which... You know how the most recent emojis stay on top?
Yeah.
That's dirty.
They're like your most recently used ones.
Oh, the ones that you particularly use?
Yeah.
Not the newest ones that have been issued?
No, these are the ones that I use most frequently, and the heart is... I use that a lot.
Yeah.
So yesterday, I had a conversation with my cousin, and I didn't want to flat out say the words, so I used emojis in the conversation.
Yeah.
And it was about running and how to prevent chafing. And so there's different types of products that you can put in certain places to prevent them, you know, from irritating.
Yes.
So I said, use Desitin in the peach, and under, I put two honeydew melons, and then on the foot as an emoji, because I just didn't want to, like, I can't say this.
But somehow through use of pictures, it was easier to say. Wow. And that's interesting.
Do you want me to show myself to the door right now?
No, but I mean, using the peach and the melons, I think that's why people have more sex.
Oh. In the produce department at Mariano's.
People who use emojis have more sex for that reason.
So it's
their peaches
somehow...
are busy. We're on the stream.
Wow, right.
Thank God.
Wow.
Here, you can look in order of what mine are.
I feel dirty
it's
now.
It's the heart, the taco, because I sent that to Buzz the other day.
Yeah.
There's a sticking your tongue out like...
Yeah.
And the alien head.
Don't you think at some point when novelists write books, like forever they've only used words, but I think the next generation of novelists, they're going to go, I don't know what words will convey this emotion, so I'm going to have to include emojis. That's the only way I can finish my book. That's what's scaring me.
No, no one uses, like, communicates all in emojis.
Yeah.
Not all. But it's become such a crutch.
I end it occasionally. I mean, honestly, I'm looking at all my texts I've sent to people, and there might be a couple with a heart at the end of it, just because it's like, oh, I'm thinking about you if something went wrong, or, oh, I miss you. Friends, I have a friend in Hawaii I haven't seen in a while.
Doesn't it mean more to the person if you use the words? Like, you know, when people go, love you, they don't love me. They just say, if you love me, you'd say, I love you.
If you love them, you wouldn't text them, I love you.
So then that's when you use Bitmojis.
What does that mean?
Like, I send my mother, when I first walked into work, it's an I heart you, and it's got a little face of me.
You
don't have a Bitmoji?
No.
I'm going to have to...
Are you shocked to learn that I don't?
Oh.
I didn't know it existed until 5 seconds ago. Is everyone a picture of you, Jen, or can you get them with your own pictures?
Well,
we make you.
Oh.
It will look like you, and then you just respond to people with, like, here, you can take my phone right now.
Let's see.
You can reach it.
God, Bill, you are blasting into the 2019.
There's a picture of Jen. These are all cartoon versions, of course.
Yeah.
One is you in the rain.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you make them up. You, like, depict it. Mine doesn't even look like me.
You're angry in one. You're laughing hard in another. You're being attacked by a bee in one. When would you use that one?
If I got attacked by a bee.
Think of the time you'd save. You wouldn't have to tell all your friends you've been attacked by a bee. There's a picture that just conveys it.
Yeah.
See why she's busier?
There's one of you. Your face is on a soda can that has been tipped over.
Uh-oh.
What would have to happen for you to use that picture?
I am all out of energy. We're all out of caffeine.
I just texted you on. Look at your phone. This is
amazing. I'm afraid to.
No, because you can make your own.
Yeah, we're going to have to make you some Bitmojis.
No. Look at your phone. I just texted you one that says, hey, I always forget I have it and never use it.
You know, sometimes I want to respond to the text line with emojis, and we can't, and that bugs me.
Oh, you can't? Why can't?
People have done it.
I've seen people do it.
Yeah, somebody's doing it right now.
Yeah.
Huh.
They poked me. What does that even mean?
It has to do with this survey at Kinsey, Wendy. You know that. Come on. Don't plead innocent on that one.
I don't know what it means to be poked. I don't. on Facebook.
Wait, can we just have a minute of silence?
Shut up.
It's better.
Poking is creepy nowadays. It was okay in 2005.
Right.
But it's...
But then it became... Right?
Yeah.
So if I'm creeping on somebody's page, they know I'm creeping on
them? No, 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 no. Not unless you poke them, which I don't even know how to find that anymore.
I get that a couple of times a week. I'll get
good
a,
for you,
I'll
Bill. A,
people are still poking you?
More during the summer, by the way. Yeah, I'll just get a message on Facebook that somebody is doing what Wendy said. It's too obscene. I don't want to repeat it, Jen. But I always think to myself, and?
Yeah, I know. I don't even know what it means.
I have no idea.
Poke.
Right.
What, to get you to converse
like,
with them?
Yeah, like, hey, give me your attention.
I'm around, you're around, let's chat. I think that's what it means. It's I like, hope that's what it means.
When the dog comes up to you with the toy and starts hitting you with it.
It's the equivalent of that.
Yeah,
right.
Like, okay.
It's the human way of that.
You want a reaction out of me.
Right.
Not going to do it. That's right. Why pokes are...
Right.
Did you know the Kinsey Institute is a sex research institute at Indiana University?
Yes.
Wow. I didn't know it was in Indiana.
Yes.
You could drive there in an hour.
Yep.
No, maybe a little longer. Founded in 1947 to foster and promote a greater understanding of human sexuality.
I believe your two biggest ones are Kinsey and Masters and Johnson's. Yep. Not Johnson and Johnson. I learned that the hard way. They make Band-Aids. Oh, I'm in the wrong room. Sorry, everybody.
All right, it's time to wrap up.
Wendy, not on National Radio Day. You always put in extra time on National Radio Day. You don't leave early.
Somebody needs the studio.
Oh.
It's Tuesday, right?
Oh, yeah. I forgot. All right. They do bar mitzvahs in here on Tuesdays.
Oh, how cool. Yeah. Well, very festive.
Extra revenue stream.
More for us, though, so don't tell anybody.
Right.
We've been leaving a little early, so we got this little thing worked out.
Yeah, we can rent out the room. It's fantastic. So the Lieberman's bar mitzvah is coming up. So stay tuned for that. It'll carry on most of our affiliates.
Thank you, Jen.
Jen, thanks for hanging out.
Thank you.
We'll say goodbye next. You know, I left something out, something very important. We were talking about your aversion to needles in the mouth during... Yesterday, round two of your root canal, everything went okay, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine. No pain today. Yeah,
Were you numb for the rest of yesterday after you had it done? You weren't?
For some reason, most of the hard work was done last week. So this week, just a little Novocaine, and I was fine like an hour or so later. And I have a temporary crown, and then I will get my permanent crown in 2 weeks.
Oh, congrats.
When it's made. I can get another tattoo on it if I want. My dentist does that. I have a freshie, which is a fresh lime margarita on one molar.
But very few people get to see that.
Yeah, I know. I just figure when I die, I want people to be able to identify me. Isn't that Wendy Snyder's tooth with the freshie on it? Yes,
where
it is.
Where do I know that tooth from?
Uh-huh.
Where's our book of celebrity tooth tattoos?
But I didn't want to get this one because it's too close to the front.
It'd be too visible.
Yeah. I mean, mine is on my back tooth, so you really need to get in there to see it.
When I was in high school, this would have been high school, I had a gold tooth put in because that's what pirates had.
And Madonna.
Yeah, pirates and Madonna have gold teeth. And I thought, boy, for the rest of my life, won't that be great whenever people, I can just show them I have a gold tooth. And then, like, everyone I know goes, well, that was stupid. You noticed that.
Yeah.
You don't want to notice it.
It was on the bottom?
Yeah.
If it was on gold the top.
Then it's okay.
Yeah, you wouldn't see it unless, you know, your head was big.
Right. But you'd be surprised how many pirates come up and admire it. Isn't that shocking?
I'm surprised they don't come up with a pair of pliers and try and pull it out.
I am, too. That'd be crazy. Hey, everybody. Thank you for spending National Radio Day with Wendy and myself. It means the world to us. It's our favorite day of the year, and I can't believe it's come to a close. Very sad. Tomorrow, just another day, so join us for that. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.